The Bradford West Gwillimbury Local History Association, BWGLHA, is commemorating 100 years of the Holland Marsh with a special 2025 calendar. This unique keepsake captures the marsh's history, evolution, and enduring legacy through a collection of photographs, many taken by Art Jantz, affectionately known as the Father of the Marsh. The calendar showcases rare and fascinating glimpses into the marsh's past. Images of early dredging machines, the aftermath of Hurricane Hazel, and the development of the Muck Research Station. It also highlights the traditional farming practices of days gone by, including how onion toppers were made and how farmers stored crops like potatoes and onions underground. Jantz, who moved to the Holland Marsh as a 6-year-old in 1944, has been an integral part of the marsh's history. A former municipal politician, drainage commissioner, and consultant, he authored documentation and history of the Holland Marsh drainage scheme, chronicling the creation of the marsh's essential drainage systems. His passion for the marsh runs so deep that he even has a pumphouse named after him. Jantz's photographs are the heart of the 2025 calendar, showcasing the marsh as Ontario's soup and salad bowl, and celebrating its contributions to agriculture and the local community. The BWGLHA has long celebrated the region's history through calendars that spotlight local landmarks, people, and traditions. After a hiatus since 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the group is thrilled to bring back their calendars in time for the marsh's 100th anniversary. "It's a tribute to 100 years," says Jantz, who wants the marsh to be celebrated. "I'm very passionate about the marsh." For association member and graphic designer Cynthia Dixon, working on the calendars over the years is a way to connect with her roots. "It's about looking back and appreciating what our parents or grandparents did, things we often take for granted," Dixon shares. Dixon's in-laws once farmed in the area, and she notes how farming has transformed over the years, from simple tools to advanced technologies like forklifts and automated milking machines. "It's important to document these roots for the community," she adds. Owner of the Bradford Print Shop and BWGLHA Secretary Mickey Nanowski echoes this sentiment. "It's a revolutionary evolution," she says of farming. "From part-time farmers commuting from Toronto to today's full-time operations, the changes reflect the resilience and ingenuity of the community." The BWGLHA is dedicated to preserving and celebrating the region's history. In addition to their calendars, the group hosts monthly meetings at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library, featuring guest speakers, panels, and historical displays. They also organize events at the historic Auld Kirk Church on Line 5, a landmark from 1819 that the association helped preserve and designate as a historic site. The 2025 Holland Marsh calendars are available for $20 at the Bradford Print Shop while supplies last. Proceeds will support the BWGLHA's programs and initiatives, including a guided bus tour of the Holland Marsh planned for next year, and a potential painting contest and sculpture project. The Bradford Print Shop is located at 170 Artesian Industrial Parkway. You can also reach out to the following association members to arrange pickup. Mickey Nanowski, 905-868-2447. Art Jantz, 905-853-2006. And Layla Lloyd, 905-775-6618.